Well, finally today, if you've stepped out into the wilderness lately, you might have noticed some unusual Swiss cheese-shaped leaves, like someone took a few bites out of them. That's the calling card of the gypsy moth. And this summer, the insect is turning what would ordinarily be thousands of acres of green forest into giant patches of brown defoliated trees. Scientists say it's in part because of the lack of rain this spring, and that's decimated a fungus that normally keeps the moths in check. Ken Gooch is the Forest Health Program Director at the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation, and he says the gypsy moth has been a long-standing problem for the state.
The gypsy moth was introduced here in the late 1800s to Massachusetts, to Medford, Mass. It was brought in by somebody looking to produce silk with it. And then it wasn't found to be a good candidate to produce silk. So anyways, it escaped from this entomologist that had brought it in over from France. And then from there, it just expanded its range out very quickly. And in the early 1900s, they started to spray for it to try it. You know, they knew it was going to be an issue. They started actually to spray. And I think they used lead arsenate. And then they started, you know, after that, they used DDT. They used all these really harmful chemicals, pesticides, to try to control it.
Well, Radio Boston producer Allison Bruzek took a walk through the Upton State Forest with Gooch to see just how bad the damage is this year.
So I was thinking we could just walk down here. Just, I mean, as soon as you walk down just a little way, you'll see the gypsy moth. The gypsy moth is about an inch to an inch and a half long. It has a hairy body. It has a yellow head capsule with hairs coming out opposite its head. It has blue dots and orange-red dots along the top of its body, and that's kind of a distinguishing factor for gypsy moth compared to other caterpillars. It's probably a banner year for gypsy moth. And this is the damage they've done for this year, and now the trees are stripped of their leaves. It's all gypsy moth. And then you see on the ground all the tattered little pieces of tattered leaves. They don't usually want to or normally feed on conifers, but they're feeding on the white pines because they've pretty much consumed all of the oak foliage. The whole horizon is brown. That's because it's mostly oak trees and they've eaten them all. So you can see the transition from where we parked to here, and they're totally defoliated. And we walk a little bit further. I mean, if you look into the woods there, you can see there's now the trees are stripped of their leaves. You know, in my career, this is the most defoliation that I've seen statewide. Right now, we have well over 100,000 acres of defoliation, which is the most we've had since like back in the late 1970s, early 1980s, the most we've mapped for gypsy moth. If we had repeated years of defoliation like this, then we could be looking at a major tree mortality event because the trees can tolerate, you know, 2, possibly 3 years of defoliation and survive. But then once you start getting repeated years of defoliation, they just don't have the energy, and then the trees weaken and can possibly die. Probably last week, if you'd come in here, it would have been even worse because now they're getting ready to pupate. By July 4th, the feeding will all be done. And then pretty much 7 to 10 days after that, maybe a little bit longer, the moths are going to emerge. You're just going to see moths flying everywhere. Just clouds of brown moths, anywhere where there's defoliation, they'll just be. The male moths will be flying and fluttering, and they try to get into your cars, into your houses. And like they're so attracted to me because I used to do pheromone trapping, so they're like all over me. I can't go in the woods because the pheromones must have impregnated my body. It's like Pigpen and Snoopy and all that. All the dirt that follows them, like that's the gypsy moths following me.
That's Ken Gooch, Forest Health Program Director at the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation, talking about deforestation across the state caused by the gypsy moth. Well, that's it for today. Our show is produced by Imogene Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek. We had help today from Adam Asher. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.